ridiculous. I'm a grown man from Texas. This isn't a terrifying bird like a swan or a goose. It's just a blue jay. That's a pretty big blue jay.
Documentary. They need the electricity from the dam, but at the same time, they want to preserve the environment.
You're kidding me.
Can I see you for a sec over here?
Oh, yeah, sure. Just one sec.
No problem.
What's up?
I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're going out of your way to talk to that guy because I said we weren't on a date.
No, I'm talking to him because he's cute.
Come on, he's not that cute.
Yes, he is, with his dorky t-shirt and his little hipster glasses.
I wear dorky t-shirts and glasses.
Yes, but when you're tall and have great cheekbones, you're doing it ironically.
So, what if I start talking to a girl?
You should.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'll do it.
Good. Go. There's some girls right over there. What are you waiting for?
They're in a group. I'm scared.
Sheldon, what do you expect us to do?
You're biologists. Biology is a study of living things. That's a living thing. Get cracking.
Specialize in microorganisms, and Amy studies brains.
Yeah, neither of us minored in bird shoeing.
Oh, come now. Your undergraduate work must have included a varmints and critters class.
Come back in, Sheldon. He's not gonna hurt you. He looks friendly. I think he might be someone's pet.
No, Bernadette, don't be a hero.
Aw, he's a sweetie.
Yes, he's very sweet. Now, slowly and carefully, flush him down the toilet.
Sheldon, the only way to get past this fear is to interact with it, just like you did with the mailman.
Every year, tens of people around the world are killed by birds. I'm not going to be another statistic.
Look how sweet he is. Come over and say hi. You can do it. Don't be scared. Oh, just pet the bird, you big baby.
I did it. I actually did it. Okay, now flush him.
So, Leonard, what do you do for fun?
Let's see, hiking, karaoke in Koreatown, any Jennifer Aniston movie.
Hey, sorry I ditched you.
No, it's fine. You ditch away.
Oh, no, we said we were going to hang out. Let's hang out.
It's cool. Go back to Kevin.
No, he had to leave.
Interesting. So now that he's gone, you want to hang out with me?
This must be Penny.
Yep.
I totally get it.
I'm sorry, get what?
Don't worry about it. You know, there's some guys over there. You should go talk to them.
No, I want to know what you told her.
Yeah, that's kind of between me and...
Laura. Oh, okay, I see. So while he was telling you things, did he mention he owns not one, but two Star Trek uniforms?
Really?
Yeah, wears them, not just for Halloween.
Hey, pal. You didn't see me telling Kevin that you thought cold wars were only fought in winter.
Okay, then I'll return the favor and I won't tell
Laura.
Laura, that half the dirty movies you own are animated.
When you were telling Kevin about your acting career, did you mention your long-running role as waitress in a local production of The Cheesecake Factory?
Did you tell her about your lucky asthma inhaler?
Oh, yeah? Spell asthma.
A-S. Take me home.
Maybe I'm not done hanging out with... You're right, it's getting late.
It's remarkable. All that time spent in fear. For what? He's magnificent. Oh, dear. I just realized I haven't offered you a beverage.
Oh, it's just like my grandma with her parrot. And after she lost her marbles with her remote control.
My phone's on the desk over there. Take a picture of us together. Make it good enough to go on a mug, a mouse pad, and a calendar. If you were a dove, I'd call you lovey-dovey. Oh, who am I kidding? This isn't a moment for strict adherence to the literal. You're just my little lovey-dovey, aren't you?
Guess you gotta have hollow bones to get some sugar around here.
I think he looks like someone's pet. Maybe we should put up posters.
Yes, it should have a big picture of him and the words, "Is this your bird? Not anymore." We're gonna have so much fun together. You can carry messages to all my enemies. I can tie a string to your leg and fly you like a kite.
If you're keeping him, I've got a cage you can borrow. One of the test monkeys slipped on a banana peel and broke his neck. It was both tragic and hysterical.
Nonsense! No, lovey-dovey doesn't sleep in a cage. No, lovey-dovey sleeps in his very own nest, which I'm going to get off the windowsill and put in my room. Isn't that right, LD? No! Where are you going? Come back, lovey-dovey! This is your home now! I already ordered 20 pounds of bird feed off of Amazon! He's gone.
I'm sorry, Sheldon.
How could he do this to me? Get back here, you stupid bird, so I can love you!
Okay, so we went out, saw a movie, met some nice people, said horrible things about each other in public, all in all, a pretty magical night.
Okay, I'm not innocent in all this, but you basically called me stupid, you asthmatic dumbass.
I know, I crossed the line. I'm sorry. No, hey, I really mean it. And it's not like when we were going out, I'd just apologize for everything so we could end up in bed. This is a 100% sex is off the table. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry too.
Just to be clear, sex is off the table, right?
Way off.
Maybe we're not ready to hang out as friends.
I don't know. Up until the last part, I was kind of enjoying Take Charge Leonard with a little backbone. Picking the movie, knowing what he wants, a little cocky.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm putting sex back on the table. What do you think about that?
Oh, maybe I like it.
You do? Because if that's what you like, I can be that guy. I swear, I'll be anything you want me to be.
Good night, Leonard.
I am such an asthmatic dumbass. I had a weird night.
Mine was great. I'm going to be a mommy.